Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 16 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about humility. So, what is humility? Humility is the opposite of pride. Sometimes the easiest way to understand something is to understand what the opposite is, right? Humility is being modest. It's having a low view of how important you are. The thing is, sometimes these days, the thing that many people call a self-esteem is actually pride, or self-confidence is actually just being proud. The thing is, am I saying don't be confident in your abilities? No, you should be confident in your abilities, right? But that's when you're just saying, you know what, I feel confident in my abilities, you know. I don't know, there's just a difference there, because a person that is confident in their abilities or has a standard for themselves that, you know what, I want to become first in my class or something, right? Like, they are setting that personal standard for excellence for themselves, right? But when you bring in that element of comparing yourself with other people, that's where pride comes in. So the thing is, why is it important to be humble? Well, it's important to be humble because when you're humble, you get lifted up, right? The Bible says that humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, right? When there is pride, there is debasement. But with humility, right, comes honor. So how do you become humble? Well, let me give you a few practical tips here that I think could be very helpful. The first one is, don't be too eager to play up your accomplishments, right? Hide yourself. You don't always have to talk about how awesome you are. The thing is, many times when you see people talking about how awesome they are, it's just from a place of insecurity, right? They have to talk about all these amazing things they've done, right? They have to find a way to make other people feel small. You don't have to do that, right? Don't be eager to play up your accomplishments. Hide yourself. Let praise come from other people. It doesn't have to come from you. Right? Many times loudness is a product of pride. When you see people that are very loud about their achievements and accomplishments, it pretty much almost always comes from a place of pride. Now, the second thing here in terms of practical steps is watch how you handle praise. Again, there's nothing wrong with being praised. But the thing is, when you're praised, always remember to give glory to God. Right? Just always remember that your accomplishments, your talents, your gifts did not come from you. They came from God. So always remember to just give glory to God, right? Don't say, oh, yes, thank you. I know, I studied really hard. That's why I did well on this exam. No, always remember to give glory to God, right? Don't become too hot-headed. The third principle I'll talk about is don't put yourself in high places, right? In fact, there is a part of the book of Proverbs that talks about how it's important. It's better that you are called up to a high place. And for you to be in a high place and people tell you, oh, sorry, this place is not for you, I'll go to this other place, right? Because that brings some element of shame, right? So be called up higher. The thing is, if you're in a low place to start, then at least you're a candidate to go to a higher place, right? But hey, if you lift yourself up so much that you're at the very top, the only place you can go is down, right? So you need to be careful. Don't put yourself in high places. Be called to a high place, right? It's better for you to be called to a place of honor than to be demoted from the place of honor you put yourself, right? That's the thing. That's why you see certain people, they are so boastful of, oh, wow, I drive this great car. I have this beautiful house. I have this beautiful wife. I have all these great things. Oh, wow, I can afford anything I want. I went for this vacation in Maui and everything, right? So the thing is, by saying all those things and being loud and proud that way, they've put themselves in a very high standing in society, right? And then let's say, God forbid, something bad happens. Let's say they lose their income or something is happening, right? Then they can't share it with any other person because everyone thinks they're rich, right? But now they're going through a tough time, right? But the thing is, if you were not loud and proud, then even if your income has diminished, you don't have this shame walking around that, oh, wow, I need to keep maintaining appearances. You see some people just to maintain appearances, right? To maintain those appearances that they built by being loud and proud, they start going into debt. They start committing fraud, right? To get those things, right? That's the thing. You should never thrive on getting your validation for life from material things or your validation for life from the people around you, right? No, you should have your strength from the inside, not from the outside. Because if it's the outside that drives who you are, when that outside changes to something that is not, then you can see those people begin to commit suicide or things like that, right? So just kind of watch the pedestal you place yourself on to start, right? Again, trust me, being an ex-champion is not a good place to be. Now, the fourth principle I'll talk about here is watch your thoughts. You see some people, they are really proud in their hearts, right? They think that they are better than other people, right? They always have to, again, compare themselves with other people. That's one thing I tell people. Comparing yourself with other people is not a good idea, right? Have your standard be the Bible. Like, oh, what does the Bible say about me, right? You don't have to compare yourself with other people. You know, the Bible says that those that compare themselves with others are not wise. So stop comparing yourself with other people, right? Think of other people as being better than yourself. Think of other people more highly than you think of yourself. That's a very good way to promote humility in your heart. And then the last principle I'll talk about is ask God for help, right? The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. He says, in all your ways, you should acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight, right? So when you ask God for help in something, you're showing dependence on him. You're not showing that, wow, because you see some people, they say, oh, I can do this in my own strength. Oh, I got this. No. Why don't you have the mentality that God's got this for you, right? Ask God for help. But you remember the Israelites, they were crushing everyone, right? But when they went to fight the country Ai, they didn't ask God. They just went and did whatever they wanted and they suffered defeat. Doesn't matter how strong you are, you can be defeated, right? Ask God for help. Again, you can make all these great plans, but it's God that can give you the lasting victory in the end, right? So always remember to give God the glory. Always remember to give God the credit, right? And again, if other people contributed to your success, be thankful to them. Give those people some credit. Don't take all the credit. You see some people, when they're talking about how great they are, right? They forget all the people that got them there, right? Again, it's very hard to find a person that just got to where they are solely by their own strength. They didn't get any kind of help from anybody, right? Like you see, as a man, you're doing really well in your business, right? Thank your wife. Your wife played a role in getting you to where you are, right? Thank God. Again, just giving credit and not just taking all the credit for yourself. Really, if you want to boil down pride to one thing, pride is being self-centered. When you're self-centered, you're a proud person. So one thing, again, for those of you listening to this podcast, you know I'm a Christian. One thing that has made a big difference in my life is my relationship with God. So if you want to give your life to Christ, if you want to get a brand new beginning, I'll encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess all my sins. I forsake all my sins. I repent of all my sins. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me in your precious blood. Wash me clean. Make me whole. I believe you shed your blood on the cross to save me. I believe you died and rose again to give me life. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. And give me the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your spirit. If you have said this prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God. So your next steps, find a Bible, read it. A good place to start is the book of John. Read it, do what it says, and your life will start getting better. And also seek community with other believers. Find a Bible-believing church. There are many churches out there that say that they are Bible-believing, but they preach heresy, right? Find a Bible-believing church. Personally, for me, I go to the Redeemed Christian Church of God, right? Find a Bible-believing church. See community with other good believers, and you'll begin to see your life take a turn for the better. I wish you all the best. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Thank you.